Blog Talk Radio. carrying me, but something that I cannot handle right now, right now. He's making me ready, ready, just because he cares, he cares. And you know he's preparing me because he cares. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Yes, he is. And not only is arranging, but he rearranged my attitude. My own, so I go where he sent for me to go.
welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host for tonight. This is Sister LaShawn. LaShawn calling from Texas. I'm here in Texas. Today is 12/12/2022. I didn't realize that today is my sister's birthday as well. 12/2/2022. Wow, I didn't even pay attention to that. Today is Friday. It's 9:17 p.m. Thank you for joining in. I'm not going to be on here too long tonight. I tell you, the Father is good. He know when to move, when he wants you to stay on, and when he wants you to cut it short. So I thank you for calling and listening. I pray that you can hear me very well. I just want to share a little bit tonight. You know, we're here in Texas, and this weather in Texas has been so crazy. It's 80 degrees, then dropped to 30-some degrees, and then we have a little bit of snow flurry, and then it get windy. I mean, I tell you, this weather is something else. So we praying. Keep yourself covered. But we're going to open up. We're going to open up with prayer. But I want to go to 2 Timothy 4:18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil works, and all, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To who be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So, Father God, I thank you for deliverance, because the deliverance is the true bread. We have the right to it, Father God. Oh, but Father God, I thank you for giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father God, I thank you for taking us to deep revelation. Father God, your hand is not too short to reach us. Father God, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for waking us up on this day. Father God, I thank you that you still hold the pen in your hand, and you are continually to write our life story. Father God, I thank you for the protection. I thank you for being a way maker. I thank you for being a supply, supplying all our needs. Father God, I thank you for shielding us, hiding us. Father God, I thank you for the shedding of the blood. Father God, thank you for days to come. I thank you for covering all children, because we know all children belongs to you. I thank you for protecting, covering the leaders, the pastors, the bishops. Oh, Father God, the evangelist, the intercessor. So, Father God, we thank you for PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. We thank you for the founder, Randy, and his beautiful wife, Julie. Father God, we ask that you continue to keep them, continue to shine your light upon them in the name of Jesus. So I thank you. I thank you for joining us tonight. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join to listen to us tonight. Like I always say, for those who knew, I have this theme. This is not LaShawn Prophetic Grace Network. This is Yahweh. This is his radio. We always say, Yahweh, come in and have your way. What do you have for your people? I'm just your vessel. Use me. Speak through me. I decrease so he can increase. So this is his radio. This is his radio. Blog Talk belongs to him. I got a title there, Deliver Us from the Evil One. And I always say, Lord, what do you want me to minister to your people tonight? And I sit, and I sit, and I sit, and I wait, and I wait, and I wait. And then I heard, deliver me from the evil one. As throughout this week, praying for people, we know that Blog Talk Radio, PGN, is heard all over the nation. Jamaica, Mexico, Africa, here in the United States, Canada, is heard everywhere. And I remember when the Father gave me the okay to come to be a host on this radio. And he told me that this is going to be a season. You know, I've been on here almost 3 years. It's going to be a season for Prophetic Grace Network. He's calling his people to deliverance. Healing and deliverance must take place. It must take place. We know deliverance is the children's bread, and we own the right to our Father who came here as the Word. He is the Word. He came here in flesh form. He came here to set the captives free. Not to condemn us, but to set the captives free. And we know according to his Word, because he is the Word, that who's the Son set free is free indeed. He then went to hell and snatched the keys from the kingdom of darkness. So he's already accomplished what he had accomplished on this earth over 200,000 years ago. We have heard things that he have taught. We heard of the miracles. Now he sits in heaven on the side of our Father. But he did not leave her hopeless. He did not leave us here without nothing. He said, I'm going to give you the best gift, which is the Holy Spirit. I'm going to release the keys in some of your hands, that you have the keys according to Matthew 18:18, where he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he's talking to me. He's talking to you. He's talking to your children. He's talking to your marriage. Some of you have been released the keys to bind and loose. That's part of your ministry. He also let us know through his Word that he gives us power and authority to do what? To tread over what? The serpent and the scorpion. He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. He also said, peace I will leave with you. Peace be with you. Even when he rebuked the storm, he was operating in his authority. He said, peace be still. In order for us to operate in authority, first, we need to be healed and delivered. We need to be healed and delivered. In that thing, deliver us from the evil one. Who is the evil one? The adversary. The kingdom of darkness. The disciples say, teach us how to pray. And that's part of a prayer. Deliver us from the evil one. You should have added that to your prayer list. I can't tell you how to pray. Even when you don't know how to pray, he tells us, Yahweh tells us, that the best one to help you with your prayer life is the Holy Spirit, the greatest intercessor. That's why he said, I'm going to send you the counselor, the comfort. It's your friend. That's how you're going to connect to him, through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit got to dwell inside of you. It's already in you. It just needs to be activated. You just need to connect to, you just need to connect to Yahweh. We had a little thing going on one season. Connect to God. Connect to Yah. Connect to him. We was crying that. We was warning people. There is a time to connect to him. Do not give man all the glory. Don't give him the credit. Credit don't owe to us. I'm just his vessel. Everything belongs to the Father. He's the creator of heaven and earth and everything above and everything in it or everything below it. He's the creator, because we know from the beginning. If you don't understand the beginning, you ain't going to understand the book of Revelation. If you don't understand the beginning, you can't in the middle, you can't understand the New Testament if you don't understand the Old Testament, because the Old Testament, where your DNA, it traced the bloodline back to your father. who am I talking to tonight? That's how you're going to know your true identity. You can't, the New Testament is the revelation. And when he created heaven and earth, he looked at everything. I'm talking about the Father. I'm talking about Yah. I'm talking about who is the creator of all. He created everything, but when he looked at it, it was good in his eyesight. Come on. So everything he's created from the beginning, he said it was good. But we know who runs this earth. Then we know who was kicked out of heaven. He come to bluff you because he did it in the beginning. He come to plant seed, not good seed, but evil seed. He's the deliverer. And how is our Father is the deliverer? We have to get his word. We got to understand his word. We got to know he is the deliverer. He came to deliver his people, to set his people free. Why did he part the Red Sea? He part the Red Sea. He told Moses, go Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. You know, a couple of years, he saying he was speaking to the people in the pulpit to let his people go because they was teaching falsehood, false doctrine. My people need to be delivered from man. Oh, who am I talking to? He said, my people need to be delivered from man. And there have been a clarion call to let my people go so they can be set free. The Pharaoh, let my people go so they can serve me. You have to understand you own the right to your deliverance. Deliver me from the evil. Deliver my children. But first, you need to cry out for your own deliverance. The enemy, I'm telling you, we are in the season now. You better go search God for yourself. You better have a relationship with him for yourself because he's here to take people out. People are leaving here. Death don't have no color. Things are happening suddenly. But he give you the power and authority to stand on his word. He give you the power and authority. Paul tell us put on the whole armor of God, and we have to wear it well. We must wear it well in this next season because what's about to come on this earth? Paul, his disciple, wrote books, and these books is warning. These books is revelation. This book is teaching you thy way and to draw you to him, not to draw you to me and any other man. Some of us need to be delivered from your pastors and your leader because you idolatry. You idolatry. You lifting them up, putting them on the path on high like they sitting in King. Some of them do sit in King Church. Deliver us from evil. Throughout his word, from the beginning to the end, you have seen him deliver his people. You have seen him deliver his people. We've seen him deliver Daniel from the lion's den. We've seen him deliver the Hebrew boys. From the fire because they didn't want to serve those God. They didn't want to bow down to that statue. We've seen him deliver Joseph. We've seen him deliver even Jacob when his friends were sitting around him accusing him of doing something because they were saying, you have to do something. Why all this coming upon you? Sometimes your deliverer comes through your pain. Sometimes your deliverer comes when you're going through the storm. The storm gonna be raging in your life, but it's part of your deliverance. Just like the song that he preparing me for something greater. He's preparing me. Some of us got to be on the front line, but in order for us to be on the front line, we have to go through a preparation. He got to prepare you because ain't no wimp. Ain't nobody that deals with their feelings or deals with their emotion to be on the front line and serve the kingdom of God. You have to be delivered first. And one thing you should be crying out, you cry out, get my husband, hit my husband, hit my wife, get the Lord, get my boss. You need to be crying out for your own deliverance, your own salvation. The word tells us to work out our own salvation in our own house. We got to make sure that we are delivered first. And your cry should be, Lord, deliver me, purge me, wash me. If there's anything in your eyesight that's not in me, that's not pleasing, You deliver me. I'm the one that's in the need of prayer. I'm the one that's in the need of deliverance. Show me the errors in my life that I need to be delivered from. Some of you don't even understand. You carry witchy ways. Walking in disobedience is a form of witchcraft. We can be stubborn. Emotion. Offense. When Jesus said his word shouldn't even offend you, his word should correct you, his word should turn down, because we are the church. First off, Christ is the church. We are the body. We are part of the body. So sometimes he got to turn down to rebuild. Oh, who am I talking to tonight? You can't get built up. And you still have something in your heart. Sometimes when you go through your deliverance, you feel, oh, I'm finna help somebody out tonight. See, I teach outside of PGN, and I have classes where the Father gave me to see things. God, he moved my eyes. He moved my eyes to see how to interpret the word. He interpreted the word. See, sometimes when you go through deliverance, I'm talking about true deliverance, when God is dealing with you on the inside, because some of us need an inner deliverance, an inner cleaning. And what he gave me 2 weeks ago on the prayer line, he said, I'm grooming. He gave me a word that he's grooming his people. I do apologize. Y'all hear a lot of noise in the background. I just got up out of this room, and I know Blog Talk pick up a lot of noise. I'm trying to see where my headphones at. Can't find them. But he said he was grooming. He was grooming the righteous one. He's grooming. Even he's going to snatch them up out the street. He's snatching them up out the crack house. He's snatching them up out the strip club. He's snatching up, because a lot of them that's in the crack house, a lot of them that's homeless, a lot of them that's in that strip club, they have sharp discernment than those that's in the pulpit. And he's going to go and snatch them up by his spirit. He's going to groom them. He said he's in a position in this season, in this hour, that he's grooming his people. He's trimming them up. He's trimming it up for the end time remnant. He's trimming them up for the glory, Kara. So he's trimming them. Don't you give up on your spouse. Don't you give up on that daughter. Don't you give up on that son. And some of you don't even need to give up on some of your pastors, because all of us fall short of his glory. Who are worthy to break bread with him daily? Who are worthy to carry the cross daily? It's not even easy to pick up that tree. When you pick up that tree, that's the word. It's his word. And sometimes we get beat down. There are weapons coming towards us, arrows. See, you look at some of y'all leaders like they got it going on, and they this and that, and you don't even know what's going on behind the scenes. That's why he calling. He said, daughter, this is a time for the intercessor to rise. We don't have time to play. Deliver us from the evil one. What is hindering you for coming in your full calling? What is hindering you, for serving your master, your king? What is hindering you? Deliver us from the evil one. Sometimes we got to be delivered from ourselves because it's us that's hindering us. You hindering your own self. You letting everything beat you down. And there should be a cry in your own household. Come in here and wash my household. Come in here and purge. I dedicate myself. I dedicate this temple. This is holy ground. Come into this household. Deliver my household. But Father, hit me first. Dip me in the kerosene or the fire. Don't let me go until you get everything up out of me. In the name of Jesus. So deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man. That's according to Psalms 140. David knew how to cry. And one thing I like about David, David would tell the Father, they too strong for me. Fight the battle. The battle is yours. But then David came back and said, Lord, if there's anything in me, deliver me. If there's anything in me, judge me. Oh, some of y'all need to cry that. Y'all need to pray and cry that type of cry. If there's something in me, judge me, deliver me. I guarantee some of y'all would not say that. A lot of pastors and leaders ain't going to say that, but David said. That's why the word tells us David loved, I mean, God loved David because David was after his heart. A lot of these people is not after his heart. And he look at your heart. He don't look at the outer appearance. He look at your heart. Even he said, when you go down to verse 3, they have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Oh, they speaking curses. They speaking these things. You know, sometimes I can hear the enemy. Let me tell you something. You know, I can sit back and watch people. I don't have to say nothing. While you talking and while you acting ugly, the Holy Spirit speaking to me. You know, I can hear he allow me sometimes. You better watch it. He allow you to even hear their conversation and what's up in their ear. Oh, right here tell you in Psalms 140. They lips is like poison. The serpent, we know from the beginning, the serpent is so he was crafty. The serpent can speak. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Either you gonna prophesy over yourself, encourage yourself, encourage the men in your family, your son, carry the daughter of your family, you know, encourage them. The word, speak the word over them, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. It can kill you or give you life. So the crafty serpent knew he could speak. Some people are very sharp with their word. They are great speakers. They know how to speak to entice. They know how to speak to draw people in. He said, keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me. Keep my marriage. Keep me. Keep my children. Deliver me. Deliver me. I don't want to be like this no more. I don't want to be jacked up and messed up. Because if I'm jacked up and messed up, I cannot serve you. See, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say it boldly. See, things begin to shift. And what I seen that the Father, the Holy Spirit showed me, he's flipping things. And see, I said this even a couple months ago. He's flipping things. He's flipping. And he come back and give you confirmation. He gonna always come back and give you confirmation. He's flipping a lot of things. He's flipping it not only in the ministry, he's flipping this thing in the industry, the music industry. He's flipping this thing even with these companies and banks. The one that used to be on the bottom is no longer gonna be on the bottom no more. I gave a word that how the Holy Spirit showed me that nobody's gonna be connected to those who they consider somebody. That's the way I can frame it. You know, he said, don't, you know, be you. Speak to what the people gonna understand and break it down to where they gonna understand. You don't got to speak no big word. Be, let me know the no, but a lot of people gonna miss it. You bishops, you evangelists, or whoever you is, mostly these bishops and these pastors gonna miss it. Oh, that's the flipping. It has to turn. It has to flip. Because some of y'all, you got to raise up the babes in Christ. You got to raise up the, you got to go and teach the next generation. We moved to the front line. Our parents, our grandparents, they was on the front line. They didn't move on. And it's going to be a time that we move on. And we got to sit there and we should look at the next generation teaching. We should be sitting at their feet as well. See, this ship that's going on, this ship, oh, some people don't understand because that's a flipping going on. You know, he didn't gave them warning to teach his people right, to do right by his people, to feed his sheep right, to break bread with them, and refuse to do it. Some just go back to the 99. They don't want to after that one, because that one can't fill their pocket up. That one can't pay their bills and give them the private jet. So they ain't going to leave the 99, because the 99 is putting millions of dollars in their pocket and their banks, and they living in luxury home. But God is flipping. He's about to flip this thing. It's going to mess up their head. Watch and see. Girls say balance scale. He got to balance this thing out before everybody say the great revival, but people don't even understand what type of revival he's about to bring on this earth. It can't be a revival when you leaving the one and you ain't going after the one. That's the one you need to go after. That's the one. David. Come on. I'm gonna show you by 99. David was in the back. They put him in the back with all the good-looking sons, the healthy, fine-looking sons. It was in the house. David was tending the sheep. David was killing birds and stuff with his hands. He was a nobody according to his brothers. He was nobody in the household. You better pay attention to everything that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. He's going to bag it up with his word. And he grabbed David from the back. Oh, some, I don't know if there are some leaders on here, but he's grabbing those from the back. Don't you turn on the ones that he's trying to pull from the back. There's nobody. Some people call them, I did a teaching about the black sheep. They ain't no black sheep. You chosen. Some people call them the underdogs, the undertakers, the nobodies. They're going to be like, who is this person? Where do this person come from? Thou now, she don't carry the glory. It's some that have even said that about me. I don't know. I don't think she'll see a prophet. I don't have to run around, walk around with a on my chest like Superman to let you know that I'm a seer or a prophet, because he said I don't have to say a word. If they are of me, they're going to know who you are. You ain't got to say a mumbling word. Come on, y'all. They're going to know my sheep. They're going to know my true glory carrying. They're going to know my true remnant. They're going to know who you are. And I have seen some miracles. In order for you to get your miracle, you got to be delivered and set free. In order for you to see the miracle and see the hand of God moving your life, you have to go through the process. There's a process that we all have to go through. We all got to go through that process. We just can't go over it. We can't go under it. We can't go around. That's how big Yahweh is. You're going to have to go to him for your deliverance. And once he deliver you, 9 out of 10, if he deliver you from something, a testimony, you overcome by your testimony. testimony. You have to share your testimony. If anybody been on PGN, that been over on PGN as long as he gave Randy this radio station, gave him the great network. If you've been following the prophetic network, you should be delivered. You should know something. You should not be where you were 10 years ago. You should not be where you were. You connected to a true ministry, and Jesus, Yahshua, take over that ministry. Oh, you should not be where you were 5 years ago. You should not be where you were 2 years ago. You should not be where you were 6 months ago, because the deliverance is the children bread. Deliver me from the evil one. Come on. If you are, you need to examine yourself and go to him and say, what is going on? You shouldn't be cussing like you cussed 6 months ago. You might kind of slip up, might try to come at the tip of your tongue. See, when you have a fear, Psalms 27 let us know. It's all throughout the Bible. When you fear the hand of Yahweh, when you fear him, you're going to know certain things you can't do because you fear him. You ain't going to feel comfortable. You ain't going to, once you get a taste out the cup, when you say, bless him, Jesus, on the day of Pentecost, when he stood up, in the fast, he stood up and said, is anyone thirsty? Let him come and drink. When he said that, what he's saying to you, that's what he's saying to your marriage. That's what he's saying to your son and daughter. If anyone thirsts, see, bless those who thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. He didn't say maybe so. He said they shall be filled. See, if anyone thirsts, it's still a call coming from heaven, calling your name. If he calls Sammy your name, he will call your trigger name. If he calls your name, he will call your name, and he will call your name and tell you to come. Come and sin. Oh, he will call your name when he's knocking at the door. He says, anybody hear me knocking? Let me in so I can sit with you. Oh, he's knocking at your heart. That's part of your deliverance. You got to let him in your heart. He's after your heart. Oh, who am I talking to? This is Yahweh Radio. That's part of your deliverance. If anybody thirsty, let him come and drink from the cup. It's literally a cup in the spirit realm. He showed me it's a cup. And this is the promise. Deliverance is your promise. If you drink this cup, you will never thirst again. My God, Holy Spirit, felt that. If you drink from this cup, I'm going to deliver you from the infirmities. If you drink from this cup, I'm going to deliver your marriage. If you drink from this cup, I'm going to deliver your son. Don't you give up praying for him. If you drink from this cup, I'm going to deliver your daughter. The prodigal son going to come back to me, to their first love. Who am I talking to tonight? Oh, you better share this with somebody. Don't keep it for yourself. If you drink from that cup, it's going to bring freedom. There's freedom and liberty. We want the freedom of his liberty. When you drink in his cup, you got to drink from his cup. You will never thirst for the wrong things again. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hold up for a second, y'all. Give me 1 second. Sorry about that. I told you my son is here. Distraction, bind up distraction. Deliverance, when you get deliverance, you're going to know
your authority and how to walk in your authority. You're going to know about binding and loosing. He said, whatsoever you bind here on this earth should be bind in heaven, and whatever you loose here on earth should be loose in heaven. You're going to know your authority, and you're going to walk in your authority. It's too many people. It's too many people. They cry for their deliverance. But what, like the word say, if your ways pleases me, he's saying if you pleases me in all your way, I know you're going to mess up. I know you're going to slip up. Who are worthy to break bread with him? Huh? None of us is worthy. He let us know that none of us is worthy to take the communion. None of us is worthy to carry that cross. Because when you carry that cross, it's his word. And that word begins to weigh down on you. That word begins to correct you. That word begins to rebuke you. That word begins to deliver you. It's going to deliver you from depression. It's going to deliver you from the spirit that's trying to oppress you. It's going to deliver you from every fiery dark. When you begin to chase after Yahweh, he's not going to chase after you. You got to choose this day who you're going to serve. And when you pick the right thing, and when you pick him, you're going to receive your full deliverance. Who am I talking to? He told the woman at the well, only if you knew, let me have a drink. Only if you knew who was asking for this drink. Let me have a drink. She didn't even know who was the Messiah. With your kind and my kind don't, help your people out tonight. She said, your kind, and you know I'm explaining the way I know how to explain because I don't have a word in front of me, but she said, your kind, I can't do that because where you from and where I'm from, we don't even belong. We don't even submit. Woo, I'm going to help somebody out. As I've been doing this ministry, people come up to me and they will say, because I meet different type of people all over the world. I done met the child. I'm telling you, in the last week, y'all, in the last week, I have met over 100 people in the last week. I meet people all day, every day. I meet the Japan. I meet the China. I meet the Indian. I meet the Africa. I meet the United States, Canada. I meet Switzerland. I meet the Dominican Republic, the Mexican. I meet them all. Oh, but then people begin to talk because they know the light around you. They know who you are. And they begin to ask me a question. Why is this culture is like this? And they don't want to mess with this culture. We know when we go to day church or we listen to them online, they only prophesy to day people. Why is that? And then you have to tell them, put them in the hands of the Lord, because God don't do no separation. And that's what the woman at the well was telling Jesus. Your kind don't even mess with our kind. Oh, come on. We're from different places. We don't even communicate. We don't associate. But Jesus came back and told her, only if you knew who were asking you for a drink. Come on. For you leaders and pastors, only if you knew who was sitting in your congregation. Only if you knew a drink from the at that time, you won't turn them away. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. My God is awesome. Only if you knew. They might not look like they got $1 million. Might not look like nothing. They got Christ on the inside. They carry Christ. They didn't spend time with him. They didn't consecrate him. They didn't see miracles. They might not be all on Facebook talking about the miracles that they have seen. They have seen miracles. They have seen the favor of God. They have seen the grace of God upon them in their household. Oh, you better get connected. Deliver me. Some of them that's in the pool need to be delivered. And I remember he gave me a word that he's calling pastors, the bishops, the apostles to come down and get themselves delivered. So, Father God, I'm going to go ahead and end it there. It's so much to teach on this. It's so much word. If you like prayer, this is how we do on PGM. Everybody do theirs different. Like I said, led by the Holy Spirit. If there's anyone on here that need prayer, you press 1 on your phone. I can see you on the switchboard, and I will be glad to bring you on. Or if you just want to say how the word had blessed you, press 1 on the phone, and I'll be more happy to bring you on. For those that's listening on live, because sometimes some people can't call in because they phone service, and they are listening on live. If you even listen online, you can send a text. If you're in the need of prayer, just send a text. And I will give you that number. Let's see. Thank you, Jesus. Let me get the number. You can text 214-505-8719. 214-505-8719. You can send a text and let me know that you're listening online. If you need prayer, and we'll be more than happy to pray for you. If God have a word for you, like I tell people, so he might give a word, he might not. But I know one thing, praying is the word. Praying is the word. When we pray over you, that's the word. And sometimes as we pray, you have to have an ear to hear. He speaks sometimes through the prayers. So let's see if anybody's texting. Okay, let's see. I don't see a text coming in. So, well, this is an easy night. We have callers on here just listen. No one have their hands up. So I'm going to go ahead and probably end the show early tonight, unless anyone want prayer or want somebody have something to say. I just feel like the Holy Spirit want me to go ahead and cut it off. I don't like to go over. I thank y'all for coming on tonight. This has been, I'm telling you, this is the easiest show I ever had since the 3 years I've been on Blog Talk. Sometimes I do not get off of here until 12 o'clock at night. This is very easy tonight. And I thank the Father because he knows when he tells us to rest. And I always tell him, bring those who you know need to be on here, Father. And I tell him, he knows. I talk to him. Okay, I need a little rest. I teach the word, Father God. So, wow, this is the first night that we have normally we have those that late callers. They'll call at 11 o'clock. At that time the Holy Spirit then went down and came down, and some people like to call right at 11 o'clock, almost 12 o'clock. So we're gonna go ahead and get off. Go back and seek the word of God for yourself. Pray that he will deliver you. Ask the Father, because he said, if your ways pleases me, I'm going to make your enemy at peace. If you ain't, that means if you ain't at peace in your own household, if you ain't at peace, you need to examine yourself. Paul tell us to examine ourselves every day, daily, die the flesh. If there are some corruption and commotion and you keep going through the same thing, you need to take a look at yourself. And we'll see, part of the deliverance is you. When you get connected to the real, true Holy Spirit, when you shut yourself in with the Father on his presence, when you go into that secret place, he's going to pull like a mirror, and he's going to show you a reflection of yourself. You can go in that prayer closet in your car and be talking about that boss, talking about that pastor and leader. That mirror going to reflect you.
Because in order to even have an encounter with the true Holy Spirit, in order to have a true encounter with the presence of God, with the holy, true Holy Spirit, in order for the Holy Ghost to move, he's going to show. When you look at Christ, you got to look at yourself. You can't look at him without looking at yourself. He's going to make that reflection look at you. You're going to begin to look at yourself. He got to show you. He got to show you. I had to go through it. A lot of things did not feel good. And let me tell y'all something. I always say quit thirsting for a word. You chase after the word. You chasing after all these prophets. You got to ask God who you supposed to be signed to? Whose voice are you supposed to be listening to? I always tell people, quit chasing after the word, because when people chase after the word, they want a prophecy, 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 but they don't want the word in their life. They don't want the true word. And God, Yahweh, is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was what? The word was Yahweh. The word is God. So when you search for the true word, the word corrects, the word turned down, the word rebuilt. The word gonna get on the inside. He tell us in his word, abide in me, and I, his word, in you. That's part of the deliverance. The word can't get in you when you got too much junk on the inside. Divine healing, inner healing. Some of us are dealing with trauma so bad, that's the reason why your body is dealing with all type of pain and infirmity. The infirmity is doing enough. Deliver me, Father, from me. I thank y'all for coming on tonight. God bless you. And I pray that you have a wonderful weekend. For those that's new on here, first time listening, this is Prophetic Grace Network. We have someone on here every day. Every day. We have somebody on here every day. Monday through Friday. Someone got a dog. We have somebody on here Monday through Friday. Well, Sunday. Sunday through Sunday. This is Co-Finder by Randy. He's on Monday through Thursday from 9 p.m. We have someone on Sunday. We have different hosts on here Sunday. I have seen miracles on this red PO station. People call in about to commit suicide. People, kids on ventilator. The doctors then gave up on people. I have seen God, the hand of Yahweh, move because he showed me this vision that he was going to bring deliverance. People were going to call in, and he was going to deliver them and heal them. I have seen it. Some of y'all heard it. Some of y'all was witness to it. God was doing a new thing over the radio. This is heard all across the world. I thank you. I think that Randy, he walked in obedience. Even when he reached out to me, I didn't want to be on the radio. I didn't want to do it. But the Father told me it was time. I thank y'all for calling and listening. Because even though those don't put their hands up, they will still text and say, man, that word blessed me. That word was for me. We don't get the glory. He get all the glory. We just his vessel. We just his servant. When you tell God, use me. When you answer the call, who can I send? And you say, send me, O Lord, send me. Use thy hand, use thy feet. You better be careful what you say. Because some people, some Simon ain't going to be easy. Some of us got to carry the filter garment of other people. They don't feel right. When you go through your deliverance, sometimes you can feel the Holy
spirit going through your body to clean your body. And sometimes your body got to know the difference. You have to ask for one of your prayer points need to be asking the Father to sharpen your spirit discernment, because everything is not from the devil. When you are going through a delivering process, I'm talking about deep cleaning, when he's cleaning you up on the inside, you will feel the pain. Your body is going to react to it because there's something trying to get everything up out of you. Sometimes he got to send that fire to burn whatever in your eyes, out your mouth, out your belly. And sometimes you can feel the Holy Spirit going through those joints and bones. And that's when, see, go back and read Ezekiel. Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? He said, only you know, Father, only you know. And he said, prophesy to him. They were dry bones. And then when Ezekiel started releasing the fog with the winds through the corners of the earth, and he began to prophesy, them bones, it's like the hip bone, the knee start connecting to the leg and the knee, you know, all that, everything start coming back alive or popping and everything, you know, I'm good. Yeah, I can really joke around, but they start coming alive. Do you think them dry bones, when they were coming alive, you think their body was feeling good? No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. When Jesus was in the garden praying, saying, Lord, take this cup away from me, he was praying so hard that sweat was dripping like blood. My God, y'all better understand something tonight. When you in that type of connection with your true Father, it will be pain coming through your body, because we can't stand to be in the presence of his glory. That glory can kill you. That glory can put you down for some couple of days. I'm telling you something that I know. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you something that I don't know. If you want the glory, you better make sure you want the glory, because that type of glory, when it gets to your body, that type of glory, when his light shine up on you, we cannot stand the presence of it. It will have you down for weeks. It will have you down for days. You got to know when God is dealing with you and when something is of the devil. And half of the time, y'all giving the devil too much credit. The Father is purging you. When you're going through a purging and a cleansing and a washing, it ain't going to feel good, because he got to get all that junk on the inside. He got to get that disease out of you on the inside. He got to get that cancer out of you on the inside. He got to get that depression up out of you. And don't you know, demons, sometimes them demons be saying, I ain't going nowhere, because I own the right to this temple, because the doors that you have opened, and they carry your names in the courts of heaven. So when God begins to deliver you, you won't feel the headache, you won't feel the backache, you won't feel the stomach ache, because he's trying to get it up out of you and bring you to a place where you are complete, healed, and delivered. Who am I talking to tonight? Y'all better understand, that's what he showed me. And some of y'all thinking the enemy is messing with you, when it's the Holy Spirit trying to deliver you, trying to heal you. It's trying to bring miracles to your body. It's trying to snatch that thing up out of you. Oh, it's a residue that needs to come up. It's a residue need to be purged, and it ain't going to feel good. We got somebody with their hands up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 252-725. This is LaShawn Mass, who's calling. Where are you calling from?
My name is Vicki, and I'm from Newport, North Carolina.
Hey, Vicki. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? You've talked to me a couple of times and
really?
Before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I called earlier and I hung up, and then the Lord just spoke to me and told me to call again. And I'm so glad I did. Because this happened the last time that I listened in with you too. It was exactly what I was going through, what was happening with me, and it was about spanking me in front of people, and that I was okay with him spanking me in front of people. So, and now today, the same thing, because I was just going to, you know, I got a lot to do, and I was like, well, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm just going to go do my laundry. I got like 50 million loads of laundry to do. And I was just laying here and I said, well, I said, and then the Lord told me, he said, call back again. Listen to what she's saying, what she's saying. And because what you were saying about going through stuff and having things purged and all that, that's what I'm going through now. And I'm having a really hard time trying to just survive this. And I'm going, gosh. And just like what you said, I really felt like, you know, maybe it was an attack of my enemy and maybe I was being punished or maybe I was, you know, I don't know. I was thinking all kinds of crazy stuff and it never even dawned on me, you know, that it would be God actually trying to deliver me from something I need to be delivered from. It never crossed my mind. Oh, my gosh.
I thank the Father for having you to call back because it was a word for you. You have to know that what you're going through is part of your preparation. It's part of preparing you for something that he's trying. He don't got to try nothing. It's part of your preparation. It's part of your deliverance. And so I pray that you will endure with Christ. With Christ. Oh, Father, speak, Father. When you join earth, you can't get too close to him. When you get close to him, what did Christ go through? Come on. I just felt that. My God. People say they want it, but do you really want it? It will cost you some things. And it was meant for you to come back. And what I declare and decree over you, Psalms 28:7, that the Lord is your strength and your shield. That you will trust in him. He's your help. He's your strong power. When you weak, he's strong. He knows what all that you can handle and what all you cannot handle. In the process, and another thing, when we're going through transition, let me talk to you about transition. When we're going through transition, it ain't going to feel good. I had a conversation with somebody. Oh, people want to be married, but do you really want to be married? Because sometimes you got to transition you. Sometimes you got to move from the place that you are in and get to the place where he can have that husband to locate you. Oh, we're going to talk about Naomi and Ruth. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
She had to leave something that was familiar. And she went with Naomi. She went to a place that they didn't like her. Come on. She had to be the underdog, the undertaker. They didn't like her. They want to kill her. But oh, did she not know that husband that God wanted her to marry was right there?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your transition, when you cross over, you got to go through some storm. When you transition, you got to go through the things that are raging in your life. But when you get to the other side, that's your deliverance. When you get to the other side, that's your breakthrough. Oh, when you get to the other side, that's your healing.
You
need to call back in.
No.
You're going through time that some of us, in order, sometimes God know what's about to hit us. God know what's about to try to stop us. Sometimes we got to get to a place of resting. And when I say resting, that means surrender it all to him. That means release it all to him. Because he got to get you clean on the inside. He got to get you delivered on the inside. Because your next assignment, because we go up, we go higher in Christ. Oh, they say the bigger you go, the bigger problems you're going to have, the higher you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you, and I declare Psalms 28:7 over her. The Lord shall be her strength and her shield. Oh, Father God, I speak that her heart will trust in you, and you are going to be her help, Father God. Oh, Father God, I speak that her heart will greatly rejoice after you, Father God, and that she will sing a song. And that's what you need to do, my daughter. Start singing me. You sing to me. Worship me. Begin to think. I'm talking about this is the Father. Thank him. I thank you that I had to go through the storm. I thank you that you are healing and deliver me. I thank you, Father God, that you will not put more on me that I cannot. And I thank you, Father God, even though you slay me, but I trust you. Because according to Job, he said, naked I came in this world, naked I leave. You gave it to me and you take it out. Who am I talking to? Oh, begin to clap your hands. Begin to lift your voice. Give him all the praise, thank you. Oh, Father God, it don't feel good, but I trust you. Oh, Father God, it hurts. I trust you. Oh, Father God, I can't get out of bed, but I trust you. You are my strength. You are my strong tower. And I speak the strength of God to be my portion. And when I speak the strength of the Lord, it's going to be my portion. He's going to put his word as a lamp unto your feet to lighten up your pathway. When you open your mouth and give him praise, it's going to go through your body like rivers of living water. Do you hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying to you tonight? My God.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you, Lord. I hear you. Yes, I do. I hear you. Yes,
thank
I hear you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, because your grace is sufficient when we are weak.
Yes.
Oh, Paul had a throne in his flesh, and everybody understand about the throne in his flesh. What did Paul do? Paul cried, take it out, take it out. No, I ain't going to take it out. You're going to remember my grace is sufficient. Who am I talking to tonight?
Right.
Come on.
Me.
Everything we need is right there in our face in the word. And let me tell you something, you got to be careful of what people are saying to you. Like I told someone, when people begin to speak in your life, go try the spirit, test the spirit, because people are dealing with familiar spirit. They always want to prophesy to you about your past. But if God deliver you, he said, I'm going to deliver those that afflicted, that he's going to deliver those. He's not going to put these things on us as he did to Egypt. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know you deliver, you better keep your deliverance. You fight for your deliverance. And if it's somebody keeps going to tell you it's still there, you're going to say the devil is a lie. Who the Son set free is free indeed. He ain't already delivered me. He delivered me over 200,000 years ago, and I am delivered today. What he did yesterday, what he did for the disciples, what he did for my ancestors, he's doing it again. He's the same God today forever.
Yes.
You have the right
to. Yes.
You got to take it back by force.
Yes.
Well, Lord, that's what they say, but what are you saying? I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to cry for my deliverance. And if there's something I'm missing, show me, Father God. If you speak to them, you're going to speak to me. Show me what I'm doing, what I'm doing. Show me what I'm missing. The devil is a lie. My body ain't going to be tormented by no night terror. Oh, who am I talking to? My body is not going to be tormented by night terror. Because according to your words in Psalms 91, oh, Father God, night terror, if he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he's going to protect you from the night terror. He's going to protect you for the arrows that fly by day. Oh, y'all got me on tonight.
Yes, he does. Yes, Lord.
Keep your deliverance. Cry out for your deliverance. Cry out for your household deliverance.
Yes, Lord,
this
I do.
This ain't no show for me. I'm his mouthpiece. I want to see you deliver. I want to see you set free. How can I be a servant of God and don't want to see his people deliver? I want you to be happy. I want you to be married. I want you to be set free. I don't want you to miss heaven. I want your name to be in the great book of life.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So, you remember the words and just start lifting your hands up and thank him. And it's going to break. It's going to break. You're going to break through it. It's going to break. It's going to break.
Thank you, Lord.
It's going to break. Peace is going to come.
Lord.
It's going to break. Oh, my God.
Yes,
oh, my God. It's going to break. It's a breaking. It's going to break your life. You're going to break through this. Hold on. Don't you give up. It's going to break.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I do. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
that you called me to come back and make this call. Lord, thank you for giving me clarity. Lord, thank you for showing me what it is that you're really doing, what's really going on. Thank you, Lord, for this woman of God. Thank you for all of this, Lord. And
thank
you, Lord, for your love and your peace and your joy. And I thank you, Lord, for healing my eyes. And I thank you, Lord, for healing my body. And I thank you, Lord. And I do trust you, Father. I do trust you. I trust you no matter what. I'm going to love and serve you no matter what. Yes, I will. Yes, I definitely will. Definitely will. No matter what comes my way.
Yes. I thank you, Father, that she heard you and she walked in obedience and she called back. And so, Father God, I ask that you honor her. Father God, I ask that you touch her finances, touch her hips, touch her body. I ask that you touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that needs to be broken in her life, break it, Father God, because you gave a word that the walls are coming down because you are doing a rebuilding to your people. You are the contractor. You are going to build the kingdom the way you want it to be built. So build your daughter up. We are one body, one member of the body, Father God. She's part of the body. And Father God, I thank you. Keep her covered, Father God. Keep her hidden, Father God. Keep her protected, Father God. Oh, Father God, keep her with word of wisdom, all words of understanding. When she open your word, Father God, speak to her on the inside, because your word tells us great is he that's in you, that's in her, he that's in the world. And so, Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my. And Father, I'm so grateful, and I pray for this woman of God that she, Father, help her to be encouraged, and Lord, help her to keep going, and help her to do what she's supposed to do, and Lord, give her greater revelation, and Lord, and just pour out your spirit upon her, Lord God, that everything she touches just turns to gold in your hand, and Lord, that she follows you all the days of her life, Lord God, and that you would give her even more. And Father, help her not to be discouraged in her ministry. Help her, Lord God, to keep going. Lord, help her to keep going and telling what thus saith the Lord. And Father, use her as a voice, Lord. Keep just going. Lord, use her as a trumpet, Lord, and help her to keep going. And Lord, help her not to be discouraged in any way, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. Lord, no discouragement. Everything she touches will turn to gold, because you'll just use her, Lord, and you'll just do this thing. And I just pray for more opportunities for her to go and do. And Lord, I pray for a freedom, Lord, for her to go and do. And, Lord, just open up doors that no man can shut. And, Lord, shut some doors that no man can ever open again. And, Lord, I just pray for her to be blessed. Coming in, going out, laying down, waking up in the city, in the country, at night, in the day. It doesn't matter, Lord. Just bless this woman. Bless this woman. And, Lord, thank you that she spoke to me. And, Lord, that she stayed on the radio as she spoke to me. And, Lord, that you spoke through her to me, Lord. And thank you that you care enough about me to speak to me, Lord. And I thank you that you care enough about her to speak through her. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for what you've done this night. I thank you that every time I call her, she says the same thing, Lord, that you do the same thing every single time. And, Lord, I just pray more fruit, more fruit, more fruit. And, Lord, I pray for opportunities that she never even knew existed for her. Lord, and I pray you just open up everything, Lord. Make every stony way smooth. Make every crooked way straight. Now, in her, I know this is the woman of God. I know because you don't use unclean. You don't touch unclean. You save unclean. But, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you're just going to move everything out of her way. And, Lord, there won't be anything to be able to stop her. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I thank you so much, Father, for every single time that I've ever called her, every single time that I've ever listened. Lord, you've always used her every single time, and there has been many, many, many. Father, I thank you. You know, I just I bless your holy name, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you so much. Thank you so much, Father. And, Lord, let every tongue that rises against this woman be put to shame, and that they would come to her and repent. That they would come to her and repent. She doesn't even want it. She just wants them to repent to you. But, Lord, I ask that you would call them to repent to her. Repent to her in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for all things. I'm about to flip out in here. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do myself.
I tell you, the Holy Spirit spoke to you. I'm telling you, that was the Holy Spirit. Everything you said was confirmation. My God. I know people, I pray all the time, Lord, let them see you. This ain't about me. I don't want them to see me. I want them to see you. I want them to come back to you. I just want them to see you up in me. I don't do this. I don't get paid. What am I gaining but to be rewarded in heaven? What am I getting out of it but to be rewarded in heaven? I ain't getting no millions and dollars and thousands of dollars, but I care about your soul. I care about that you know who he is. I care about that you will repent. I care about your children. Your children are in trouble. Oh, they don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. It's not about me. It's about doing the work for his kingdom. And if I got to look like to others that I don't look like them, because he told me, my daughter, you ain't going to look like the modern church. You ain't going to look like them, but you're going to look like my son. Do they even know how my son really look? Oh, my God, Holy Spirit, speak.
Yes, Lord.
It ain't about the number. He told me years ago, don't even worry about the numbers. Because if you're faithful over the little, I'll make you over many.
Yes.
It might not be 1,000 that follow me on Facebook. Might not be 1,000 follow me on the radio. But like I said, I meet people every day. This girl I met, she asked me, do you go to church? It's something about you.
Yeah.
I meet people every day. Because he calls some people to go in the streets. He calls some people to go to the nation. He calls some of us to come out the building.
That's right.
So I thank you for the prayer, and I come in agreement in heaven, because the Holy Spirit spoke through you. And I'm going to go back and record it, too. Thank you. And I thank you for coming back in
this ain't nobody. He get the glory. God bless you,
amen.
And you have a blessed weekend. Thank you. Keep everyone that's on Block, you know, Prophetic Grace Network in your prayer. We thank you. We love you.
Love you too. And
amen.
You, I will. Amen.
Thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
Hopefully.
Oh, got something else to say?
You too. Well, you know what? I would if you could remember. I've got a little niece,
mm-hmm.
and her mother is a practicing Wiccan witch and a Satanist. And she's very, very young. She's only in the fourth grade, and she is alone, and they don't pay any attention to her at all. And she sits alone and she cries an awful lot and has for a long time. And she's all the way in Maryland now. And I'm her mother. She hates me and will not let me speak to her. And if you could pray for that little girl,
mm-hmm.
And her name, is it okay if I say her name?
Yes, go ahead.
Her name is Carolina, and she's the most precious little girl, and I love her more than my own breath, and I want her safe.
When you were talking about her, what I was hearing, there are angels around that little girl. There have been some prayers. Somebody's praying for that little girl, and the prayers is the ear of God, and he's telling the angels to go. The angel is around her. The angel is around that little girl. Let me tell you, everybody that's on here, listen, you have to be careful how you treat children. All children come from God. They are from him. I don't care how they got here, what children is a gift from God. And you have to be careful what you do to these children. You are going to be held accountable. And what did he say? They might as well tie a mule around their neck and drown in the sea.
Yeah.
When you come after one of these little ones. So,
mm-hmm.
Father God, I ask that your light will shine upon Carolina, shine upon her, that any wicked would be burnt up by the light that you have shined around her. Father God, preserve her for the due time. Preserve her, Father God. Protect her innocence. Protect her true identity. Protect her, Father God, up under the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak deliverance in that household. Oh, Father God, even I speak true repentance with her mom, that her mama will repent and walk in your will and walk in your statue. Oh, Father God, you send her. If she got to have an encounter with you, Father God, you do it to snatch her out of that darkness. Let every door be closed.
Yeah.
And we're going to pray that she will receive deliverance and she will receive it quickly.
Yes,
because
Lord.
I see a backlash coming to her. You reap what you sow.
Uh-oh.
And if you sow wicked, it's going to come back to you worse. That's what they don't understand. So, Father, have mercy upon this woman. Have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Have mercy.
Lord.
Touch her heart. Deliver her heart. Purify her heart. Father God, open her heart. Open the eyes that she can see you.
Yes.
Let your rain open heaven and rain up on that place. Rain deliverance on that place.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. But Father God, you keep this daughter, this little innocent girl, this daughter of Zion, hid in your tabernacle, hid up under your wings. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. Don't give up. Continue to pray for her. Don't give up. Mr. Father, the little girl got angels around her. If they know that she... they're not going to touch this. They're not going to draw her in. And I asked God to cover her eyes and cover her ears. They don't need to touch her innocence and purity, that he'll keep it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree. I touch and agree.
Snatch him up out the head of another wicked. And I asked God to touch her tongue, that she start speaking his word to her mama to convict her, that he would speak to this little girl in the name of Jesus. He'll speak through her.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And protect her.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name. I want to tell you something cute real quick. And she was 3 years old. We were in a van, and we were running around looking at Christmas lights, and I was telling her, I said, Carolina, some people don't love Jesus and believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And she put her little head, and she would have put it out the window if the window would have been down, but she peeped up. She looked up out of the window, and she said, and she was only a baby, she said, I do, Jesus. I believe in you.
We just pray that God protect her innocent. He's going to protect, continue to pray the protection, and that those angels is going to war for her, because she's innocent and keep her protected. That nothing of darkness can enter in.
That's right. Amen. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. They are precious. A lot of children, they go through things because of their environment in the household. You know, it's the parents in the environment. And we just have to continue to pray that the protection of the Lord will be up on them.
Yes, yes. Lord, save the children. Hear the cry of the children.
Amen.
Hear the cry of the children. Amen and amen and amen. I agree and touch. I sure do. Right with you, my sister. Yes, I do.
Well, thank you so much. Yes. Well, thank you, and you have a blessed weekend.
Okay, and you too. I will. I will. You too.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Well, I love you, and if I don't see you before... I'll see you in heaven.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
That's right.
So
you and
all
I
right.
are going to be tight, girl. We're going to be tight.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right. All right.
Amen. We are sisters in Christ.
Amen. We sure
amen.
Are. All right.
Thank
all
you.
Right, sweetie. Well, thank you so much. I love you.
Have
a wonderful night.
You too.
All right. Love you. All right. Love to see you. Bye.
Oh, thank God. It's good. 251-229 Matthew's calling. What's the calling from?
Yes. Hi, Sister Michelle. This is Sarah from Alabama.
Hi, Sarah. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm blessed. No complaints here.
All right.
Is there a special prayer request or something you want to share?
Well, yes, I'm praying for, you know, I really want to first off thank the Lord, you know, for the time that you've taken out with the, I didn't get her name, but she was a young lady before I got on the call, just the time you've taken out to just pray with her about more about what the Lord has for her and all of that. So I'm just thankful to the Lord for you and the ministry that you had time to share and put that in her, into her life. You know what I'm, you know, that's my ultimate, just thanking the Lord for that and thanking the Lord that I am here, because I've been, you know, had a little rough time this week, but I'm thankful to the Lord that I'm here to be a witness, to tell God I love him and thank him.
Amen.
And my daughter. I'm going to pray that Leah, you know, that she gets some things together as far as, you know, she's just 20. But just may the Lord be the main focus of her life. And mm-hmm. may God order both of our footsteps. May he guide mm-hmm. us and order our footsteps.
Okay.
And that's
well, amen. So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. And let this be a season of thanksgiving for you to thank him how far he brought you. And just like we said earlier, you know, when we thank God for our deliverance, look back on last year, what God have delivered you from. Even look back on this year, what have he delivered you from? Start thanking him and praise him for your deliverance. And ask them, is there still some residue or anything in my life that need to still be delivered, that he have his way, that you will surrender and you release. But thank him. But Father God, you know, 6 months ago, it might be that you walking in a fence or you walking in fear. I thank you that you deliver me from fear. I thank you for delivering me from myself, you know, not letting things go. Always getting in your way. You know, there are certain areas that he's delivering us from. And so I'm thanking him for delivering you. These are things, you know, some of us need to be delivered from ourselves. Deliver us from the evil one. And like I tell people, if you've been on Blog Talk for a however, I mean, Prophetic Grace Network, for how many years, I don't know, there is something that you should have broke free from. You shouldn't be the same that you was when you first saw basically ever had, because he wanted us to be set free. He don't want us to keep going around that mountain in that whirlpool, anything that's hindering us. He wants us to be break free from all that. And so, Father God, I thank you, you know, that you're touching your daughter's mind. I thank you that you're teaching her a little bit of pieces. See, sometimes we got to walk and chew. Some people can't handle it all. So some things like little breadcrumbs. Okay, I'm going to drop these little breadcrumbs. Go there. You get that. Okay, keep going. It's going to be another breadcrumb. I'm going to lead you to the right. I'm going to lead you to righteousness. I'm going to lead you to your healing and deliverance. I'm going to lead you to the provision. I'm going to lead you to the wisdom of whatever it is that he's going to lead you to. You just got to, he said, come and follow me. He told the disciples, come and follow me. This is Christ. Come and follow me. I'm going to make you fishmen. Even the rich man say, what do I have to do to follow you to inherit the kingdom? And he told him, go sell it all. Some people refuse to do it. When people, if he the same today, yesterday, and forever, he's telling people the same thing. Some of these people got so much money, they waste money. He he's telling some of them, go get rid of the all, go give it to the poor, give it away, and they refuse to do it. What is going to take for me to get my complete healing and deliverance? He might tell you, give up this, give up TV, give up this, whatever he's telling you in a secret place. So, Father God, I thank you that you're dropping the breadcrumb and that you're giving her a little piece that you know what she can handle. You know what she can't handle. You know what can be on her plate. And you know the things that you need to remove from her plate. So I thank you, Father God, for the things that need to be removed. But Father God, just pray that she will surrender and she will release, that she will know it's you removing, it's you that's turned down, because you got to rebuild her. And so, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in that household, and I ask that she will seek you for wise counseling. You're the best wise counselor, but you're going to come back and give her confirmation through your word. So, Father God, I thank you for continuing to purify her, continue to bring her to that place of deliverance. Everybody thinks deliverance that you got a demon in you is just bad. Deliverance can be that you got some type of sickness in your body, infirmity. It can be that you need to be delivered from finance. Your finance is stagnated or something. Deliverance is not how everybody make it seem to be. Oh, wow. That's all I hear, deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. Then you see God and ask him, what is the error that you need to be delivered from? And it's not, you know, sometimes we need to be delivered from ourselves because we're the one. We're the one that's holding ourselves back. We're the one that's not walking in obedience. We're the one that's not following wise counsel. And so, Father God, I just think that she's coming along. She's coming. You know what all we can handle and what we can't handle. So, Father God, I just pray that she will continue to follow you. She will continue, even though she's tired, the enemy trying to cause confusion in her life, that she will know what is of you and what is not of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And before you leave, woman of God, I wanted to get prayer in a specific session of my life, and it's regarding a court situation. But I just believe the favor of the Lord is going to, I just wanted prayer in that arena for that situation.
So, Father God, we just ask, you already seen this court day coming, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you step in and overturn everything that needs to be overturned. Father God, I ask that you release your gavel from heaven. Father God, you know what's best. What's best? Rule in the best interest for your daughter. You know what's best for her. You know. And Father God, you know the situation. So Father God, you're going to rule. If whatever the decision is, remember, he's going to rule in your favor. Sometimes it could be protecting us. And you think, oh man, I lost the case. No, it's not. God never lose a battle. He never lose a battle. Sometimes he got to not turn in our favor to protect us. So every door that needs to be shut, let those doors be shut. God know what's best for you. Sometimes he'll know that, can we handle it? Is it time? So Father God, you rule according to what you see in heaven. What you see. And it's gonna go the way he knows, the way he is. Going to protect you. It's going to go the way that he, it's going to go the way it's best for you. I hope I'm making some sense here to you.
You are.
It's in his hand.
Right.
So he know what to do. And like I said, because if I don't know what's going on, but if the case turn in your favor, thank him, because he already knew what was ahead.
Okay. Well, I thank the Lord.
Yeah, don't get upset. Thank you. Sometimes God will shoot the case right then and there because we ain't ready for it, but he'll come back and reopen it. Uh-oh, I hope you caught that.
One more time.
No, I got him to see if I can remember.
Reopen it or something.
Sometimes he'll close the case, allow a case to close, but you're not ready. No, y'all see, that's why I say y'all got to pay attention.
I'll just go back and listen to it.
Sometimes he'll close that case, let it close, or it won't rule in your favor, but he'll come back and reopen that case. Well, I just don't know I ain't trying no more.
Well, when you speak in the prophetic, it's like God is flowing. And you got to be able to catch it. And see, that's what as far as the person that is speaking prophetically is flowing under the admonishment of the Lord. So when they're speaking like that, the person that's receiving has to be open and alert because God's speaking.
Listen, you have to have the ear to listen. But whatever it is, if it doesn't rule this time, sometimes God will go back and reopen that case when he think you're ready. I don't know exactly what was said, how it was said, but, you know, he is in his hand. Is anything?
If anything.
And so just trust him.
Yeah, that's what we got to do is trust. And I thank you so much for taking out the time with me and everybody else that's on the prayer line tonight.
Oh, this was an easy night. Thank the Lord. I was about to just get off of here until the lady. And like I told some people calling in late, but I was about to just get off of here until the lady called back. I was about to end the show. And I'm like, ooh, I'm having a good show tonight.
yeah,
people
I listen to her.
Praying for a lot of people. It's a lot. It's not easy. So.
You know, I understand when you're saying that how it's not easy, because it's not. I ended up praying for, and I, you know, I'm here. I am on the receiving end, but I ended up praying for an older woman of God. And it was about a relationship. And, of course, nobody knows her. Her name is anonymous. But she was really hurt because she thought that relationship was going to work. But he was, and they had been together for a while, but the marriage part of it, he was not interested in taking another step. So she said, well, I can't continue, you know, in this type of, in this relationship if God is telling her that it's better to marry. You know, let's get married. Let's not keep dating and dating and dating. And so he wasn't ready for that. And she misses that, you know, them being together and all that, but she wasn't going to go on. So I prayed with her, and I said, you are a Proverbs 31 woman, and the Lord wants the best for you. And you waited for what God wants for you, and that's for marriage, not just jump into something and, you know, and just keep dating and dating for years at a time. The Lord wants you to be happy and to be a Proverbs 30 woman and to walk into what the Lord wants for his women, and that is to bring out the best, to bring us the Boaz. He wants the best for us. So I didn't know, you know, and I ended up praying for her, and she was like, you know, I needed that. And she prays for other people.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pray one for another because the Lord wants us to do that. Because sometimes the body's tired. And you're giving and you're giving and you're giving. But it's good for us to pray for you too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to be strengthened too. So that's, you know.
Amen. Well, I thank y'all for coming on and listening, and thank y'all for inviting Prophetic Grace into your house. You know, like I said, we have people all over the world that's listening, and so we are very grateful. And for those that call in, you know, some people really listen to the Holy Spirit, just like the woman early. She said she hung up, but the Holy Spirit told her, call back, get back on her, because there's going to be something that she's going to say that's for you. And see, that's why it's very important for us to be led by the Holy Spirit. We have to, it's very important. Some things the Holy Spirit will tell me, go place, and people say, no, you don't need to go there. That person ain't right. You don't need to go there. Did God tell you to go there? And yes, the Holy Spirit told me to go there. People don't know your assignment. They assignment is not your assignment. My assignment is not their assignment. Yeah, it was meant for me to go to that conference. And when you the light going into a conference that's not of light, you best believe you're going to be getting hit all type of ways. But you don't stop. You there for a reason. You might be there for a reason just to give a word to the leader. Or you might be there for a reason because you're going to meet somebody. We don't know. Only God knows. And when you know your assignment, which I know my assignment, he already told me my assignment. My assignment is majority of leaders. He showed me them all the time to pray for them.
My son is children too, young women. So when you call to leaders, they in the adversary ain't gonna want you to come up in their house. But somebody got to do it. Somebody got to do it. Just like you can see them, they can see you. Somebody got to do it. So we just going to sit here and be afraid and be in the house because, oh, we going to get up on attack. Well, we like that. We might as well just say, God, it's a lie. The Bible is a lie. You can't hide yourself. Jesus didn't hide himself. Jesus went up in the temple. He went up in the places. We can't hide ourselves. We got work to do for the kingdom of God. If the Bible would be if the story would be told very detailed, I don't think he walked around and everything was going on with his body. See, some stuff, he had to be, whoa, I mean, come on, he 40 days, 40 nights. You could tell when he was praying, tell you what his body was going through. So, if we joint with Christ, we're going to feel the same thing. Some of us, everybody ain't going to feel it. And so you cannot stop. You can't walk in fear. The enemy won't put you fear. You got to be careful. People that in your ear, well, did he tell you, oh, do you weren't supposed to go? Well, you don't know what kind of conversation that person had with God. If he tell you to go, you go. If he tell you release the word, because I used to sit there and I could hear, go get that pastor word. Go say this. And I was like, that's a pastor. They going to look at me like something wrong with me. And the Holy Spirit just deal with me. Go give. Go tell them this. Go do this. Pick up the phone and call them. And you just don't know a lot of things that I have been rejected. And the most rejected is from the leaders. And if they know the Father, they ought to know that that's part of my call. Well, we thank everybody
right.
for coming on tonight. You know, may God bless you. May he shine his face upon you. May the protection of the Lord be with you this weekend. Cover your car, cover your household. Continue to pray for the young generation. Continue to seek God for spirit of discernment. Continue to seek him for your deliverance. It's very important for us to be delivered. We cannot do this calling without having our own self delivered and set free. While I am your host for Friday night, this is LaShawn from Texas. I just say LaShawn, but I am his seer, prophet in his kingdom. Like I said, I don't walk around with the S on my chest, but I know who I am. I am his servant. I'm his daughter, his mouthpiece. He get the glory. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. Who know the plans better for your life than anyone? It is Yahweh, because he let us know in Jeremiah. He know the plan. And the plans that he have for your life is good and not evil. So you can have that expected end. If there's anyone on here dealing with any sickness in your body, trust the hand of the Father, because his hand is not too short to reach you. I command healing to come forth right now. I rebuke, because according to Matthew 18:18, he's a verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you bind here on earth should be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose here on earth should be loosened in heaven. So we bind and we rebuke any infirmity that's trying to attack you in the night season, the night terror. We bind it. And we loosen from heaven peace of God, peace of sleep, peace of mind, peace in your health, peace in your body. We loosen from heaven the fruit of the Spirit. We loosen his grace, that his grace will be with you, his grace will be upon you. Certain things we don't have to pray, because it's a promise. The deliverance is the children bread. He said, get on to the Mount of Olives. So you have the authority. So command your healing to come forth in this hour. command your deliverance. Thank you, Father, for your deliverance. When the enemy tried to come and buff you and trying to bring fear on you, he didn't give you the spirit to fear. He gave you power, love, and a sound mind. Speak the word over that sickness, because the sickness he already took. He took the filthy garment. Christ carried the filthy garment with him on the tree. He did it so you won't have to fight so much. If you're fighting so much, you have to examine yourself. Because he said he'll make your enemy at peace if your ways please him. So I thank you. I pray that you will enjoy what the Father has for you, what he has in store for you. And I pray that you will reap. If you're doing good, you're going to reap good. You reap what you sow. If you're doing good deeds, you sow. It ain't all about the money. You can sow a seed by giving love of Christ to his people, taking care of the elders, taking care of the widow, even giving a word of encouragement. You are sowing a seed. I thank you, Father. I cover those. I thank you for those that took their time to call in. Father God, I ask that you protect every leader. Father God, those who's traveling, Father God, we speak traveling grace. You are the pilot, and they the co-pilot. We pray over the anyone that's working, Uber driver, Lyft driver, bus driver, train. I remember a couple of weeks ago, before I went out of town, I seen a train crash, like a train wreck. Well, that it happened last week. Well, matter of fact, for the last couple of days, they've been train wrecked. But there was a train that came after it derailed. It came off the track. See, when we release the word for us to pray, it's for us to pray. So Father is moving in this hour, in this season. So I thank you. Keep everyone that's on Blog Talk, keep everyone that's on PGN, the one that have clean hands and pure heart, even though that's crying now for their deliverance, Father God, purge them and deliver them. You said there's a washing in the spirit. Wash us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank y'all for calling in. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and I'll leave y'all with this song.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my that you have won again. Let your power flow with your name is called. Prove the down and roll.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah. You're still mighty and strong. God, I need you. Fight this battle for me.
I can do it, hey.
And help my unbelief so I can tell all my friends. Oh, I wish I had a witness here tonight,
yeah.
That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. Talk about me every time they lied on me. God, you're mighty.
Hey,
you're still mighty and strong. So this is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Everybody need a
just what I need you to do, Lord. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me up so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, my husband could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You did it for me. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Got you.
Yeah.
I give you glory. I bless your name.
Somebody ought to give him glory.
Glory.
Anybody know
he's
a winner?
Yeah.
Anybody know
he's
a winner?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God, the glory. God, we need you to revive us. I'm going to do it again, Aaron. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. And see you have won. You did it again. Over and over. Time after time. I couldn't see my way out with you. He's Jesus. All by himself, y'all. I'm getting excited thinking about your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me again. Thank you, Jake.
Come on, family, give LaCardi Cortez a hand.